You're listening to CJLO 6090 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. A new program in Côte d'Neige and DG is raising awareness about tenants' rights in the face of a reno-viction. The Renovaction program, run by Project Genesis, goes door to door to inform vulnerable tenants about their rights and help tenants fight illegal and dishonest evictions on a case-by-case basis. Renoviction is the term for a kind of loophole eviction that frequently takes place. A tenant is forced out of a unit when a landlord claims to be renovating the property. This allows landlords to raise unit prices and displace tenants, regardless of how much renovation is done. Between 2022 and 2023, there was a 132% increase in renoviction complaints filed to the TAL. In 2025 to early 2026, rents in Montreal have been subject to dramatic increases and inflation. Tenants groups like the RECLAC and Project Genesis warn that rent hikes could be even higher next year, with renovictions, both on and off the books, being a massive contributing factor. Project Genesis is a tenants' rights group in Côte-d'Neige NDG. They are ramping up what they call their Renovaction program, an on-the-ground, door-to-door program that sees a squad of volunteers handing out information and intervening in illegal eviction efforts around Côte-d'Neige and NDG. Here is the project's outreach coordinator, Ayo Ojo.
They come up with a litany of like reasons why they want tenants to leave. Like the point is they want the tenants to leave the apartment. And we go into those buildings and talk to tenants and like tell them like, yo, you don't have to sign anything. Here are your rights around housing. And essentially try to protect tenants and keep them in their homes, because that way you're able to better fight the rapid rise of rents we see in Montreal.
Côte-d'Neige NDG has the highest concentration of renters in Montreal, and the borough has some of the fastest rising rents on the island. Ojo says many of the cases of illegal eviction he encounters are with elderly tenants.
What these landlords do is very much target older, vulnerable people who may not know their rights, or maybe incredibly trusting, or in like not know the rights in Montreal, or if they have rights. So people we work with a lot are like elderly people, asylum seekers, newcomers to Montreal.
If threatened with eviction, Ojo reminds people to always record exchanges between themselves and a landlord. Keep emails and paperwork. Contact housing advocate groups. Speak with neighbors in your building, and always challenge evictions at the Housing Tribunal, the TAL. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Perish in the depths of hell. Don't let this fight. CJLO 1690. Yeah.
You're back.
We're back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, we were here. Yeah, we've been off for the last 2 weeks, but we were here for the 1st and the 8th. But yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah. I don't remember either.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let's turn this up. You hear yourself? There you go. You're listening to the Electric Messiah Radio Show every Thursday, 9 to 10, here on CJLO 1690 Live in Montreal. Programming note, starting next week, we'll be on 8 to 9 until April 5th, which means,
I guess it'll be on the Instagram. You'll see.
Yeah,
you'll
I'll let everybody know.
You'll let everybody
know. Let everybody know. Not that anybody even listens to the show. Hey, speaking of listening to the show, I read yesterday that the government is in works in negotiations with Meta because Meta currently blocks all media from their platforms. So if they change that rule, then everybody, for example, on Instagram, we can just post a link and people can click it and immediately listen to the show.
Wow.
So that'll let's hope Meta gives media money in this country and let's solve that issue so we can get this easier to the people. Mm-hmm. So to start the show, we played Bad Religion with the song Fuck Armageddon, This Is Hell, from their 1981 release, 81 or 82. Mm-hmm. After that, we played Protest and Survive. That's the new Bruce Springsteen single, right? No. This is Discharge, also from 1981. Discharge, like the gun that shot that woman in the face in Minneapolis. My God.
And also from 81, I think it was Bad Brains Quickness.
Yeah, from the
from
album.
From the Soulcraft.
It was from the album Quickness, and the song was Soulcraft. From the.
Have you ever seen Bad Brains live?
Nope. So I was supposed to see Bad Brains. They opened for the Beastie Boys.
Toronto.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
You know, but they didn't open. They was at the Verdun Auditorium.
Yeah.
And what's the singer's name again?
HR.
Yeah, HR beat up the manager. And that was the first show of the tour for the Ill Communication
what
tour.
What year was that?
That was 1996.
I was supposed to. Someone was selling a scalper ticket.
Yeah.
And I told the guy, wait here, I'll be right back. Yeah. There's a bank machine right across the street. I went across the street and pulled out like $200 and went to find the guy, and he had already sold it.
Yeah.
And
that's then, a lot of money back
and
then.
I know. And then I found out later that, like you said, HR didn't show up and they didn't play.
Right.
So, and I was only going to see them.
Yeah. Beastie Boys played an extra hour. They played a lot of instrumental.
They're good like that.
Yeah, they're good like that. They played so much. That was such a good show. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I wish I could see the Beastie Boys again.
Beastie
but
Boys
never
with Bad Brains, man.
Yeah, I was excited. All right, so where are we at now? I think we have to do a promo here. Here, let's do this.
Le Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. Presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of merging and alternative music will light up the capital with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite acts, including Guab, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is PHOQUEOFF.com.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah Radio. All right, let's do this. Let's turn this up here. Rosa? Hello?
Hello.
Rosa?
Hi.
Can you hear us?
I'm here.
Great.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let's turn you up.
Okay.
There we go. All right. Let's welcome Rosa to the show.
Special guest tonight.
And turn the co-host mics on. Yeah, there we go.
Special guest tonight.
Rosa. Yeah, Rosa, are you able to... turn your phone up somehow?
Yes, let me see. Maybe.
Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not on the speaker.
That's better.
Phone.
That's
okay.
better.
That's better. Yeah, you're fine.
That sounds better.
All right, so.
I'll closer to that speaker, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Oh. Everyone doing?
Ah, there we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're good now.
Now I control the phone,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah. Oh, did you figure that out?
Yeah.
Hey.
Lots of volume.
It'll be a year at the end of February. We're coming along very fine here in our first year. Rosa, welcome to the show. For everybody listening, tell them which band you're from, Rosa.
No problem. My name is Rosa Venenosa, and I'm like the front singer for a band Maldita out of Toronto / BC now. But yeah, we've been active since 2017, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah.
You said BC, you have some of the members of your band now living in BC. Is that what you said?
Just me.
Just you. You're living in where?
Out close to Vancouver.
Okay.
It's like an hour away from Vancouver.
Oh, you're far from us now.
You're so far away.
But I come back all the time because I can't get enough of the East Coast.
That's right.
The but best coast.
the best coast. But the left coast is a pretty good coast, though.
Oh, yeah.
So nice out there. Are you south? Are you near? Are you in Surrey? Tell us you're not in Surrey.
Oh, I'm like up in the mountains closer to
much better.
I'm in Mission. I don't know if you ever heard that. It's like a super small city.
Yeah, but you must be surrounded by gorgeous views.
Is that anywhere near Abbotsford?
Abbotsford?
Is it near there?
Yeah, it's like north of Abbotsford.
How's the winter now?
Oh, you're not going to want to hear it because everybody's going to be hating me.
Why? Because it's super nice there?
Yeah, it's like super mild. We haven't had any snow at all.
You're right. You're right about your prediction. We do hate you.
Yeah. It was sunny today. You know, yeah. I haven't worn a winter jacket.
Should we hang up on her? Yeah.
I mean, you guys are welcome to come visit anytime.
Well, hey, I have a song for you immediately then based on everything you're saying. This is from your second album. It's the first song. Do you know what song we're going to play? Rosa?
It's on my... That's like, I hate you, Rosa.
No. Do you want to introduce the song? Do you want to say anything about the song before we play it?
Sure. Just like, let me program myself here. So my second album, or not like the demo, right? You want to hear Carne? Am I right?
No. Carne is the second song.
Trabajo.
Yeah.
Trabajo.
Oh, you want to hear the first song.
Yeah.
Our most popular song. Yeah, Trabajo is like a banger, and it talks specifically about, you know, like sex work is real work, and about women's rights, and nobody should judge whatever you want to do with your body. And,
that's right.
Yeah, play it on.
Hell yeah.
Trabajo.
Trabajo by Maldita. CJLO 1690. We'll be right back.
Get out of here.
Trabajo. Yeah, that was good. Very nice.
You got a good accent.
Thank you. Thank you for having me in the show, by the way.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on the show. Mm-hmm. Wait, Aldo, did you just say I have a good accent?
I'm joking.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I didn't hear you roll those R's, so I don't know.
I keep trying. I'm going to keep trying. It's not like I'm going to, you know, stop trying. One day I'll get it. Or not.
Sure.
I see the list here of songs you just sent me. Cocksparrer. Do they still play?
I think they play a few shows like a couple years ago.
I think I heard they were on their like final tour, one of those things.
Right?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I can't help it. I love some oi bands and I love the sing along.
A bunch of people from my job, I think maybe 10 years at this point, a group of them just went to Brooklyn to watch Cocksparrer play because they didn't come to Montreal. Mm. Big fans, yeah. I don't really know the band that well, but
Cockblocker.
Cockblocker, yeah, that's right.
Hey, Rosa, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I know you for sure write the lyrics, huh?
So you
write everything, the music too?
No. So I write the lyrics, and who writes the music is mostly the rest of the band.
Nice.
So that will be Steve, Dylan, and Matt. And now we got on board also Alberto. And yeah, so what happens is like the way like musically we work is like they write the music and then I sit through the practice and I already have some pre-written lyrics and then I just get inspired by their musical talents and then you just like fit the lyrics
nice,
like in a
awesome.
Way that it fits with the song.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
When's the last time Maldita came to Montreal? Have you ever come to Montreal to do a show?
Oh, yeah, we played several festivals, and we were there in October, like the end of October, if I remember correctly.
2025?
We played at Turbo House.
You played at Turbo House, yeah.
That's
a fun venue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did you play with at that show?
It was with, like, different styles of music, and who did we have that day? We had Black Iron Prison, we had Ectros, Verify, and Skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
So many bands around, hey? Yeah.
Yes. Like, it was like four bands. So there was 10 shows going on that same night. So, whoa. But it was a different crowd. It was really cool to see.
Yeah.
New fans for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was our little East Coast tour in October. We did Quebec City. We did Ottawa and London and also obviously Toronto.
That's fun.
Yeah, but we're actually we're coming back. I'm not sure we're playing Montreal when we come back, but I'm coming back in April and we're doing our album release for our third album. We're doing a tour all over the West Coast, but we start in Toronto, but then we're doing Regina and all the way out to BC and the island and everything.
Well, that's great. You should do that. You should start in Toronto, go all the way to the West Coast, go down to the States, go all the way back, and then come to Montreal. You guys will be so tight by the time you get here.
It's going to the States right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I just canceled my trip.
Yeah, that's true. You were supposed to go, right?
Yeah, I just canceled. I'm going to Mexico now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't really feel safe going to the States.
No, I don't blame you.
Where are you from, Rosa?
I'm originally from Peru.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was born in Peru and moved here when I was a wee bee, 18-year-old.
Oh, wow. Just like me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, been here. Like, I was in Toronto for over 20 years, and then, you know, got partnered up and moved out to BC.
That's right. It's much nicer in BC.
For sure.
Don't tell anybody I said that in Toronto, though. Right?
I lived there 20 years ago, and the rent was insane back then. Even.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, 20 years. Gross. Yeah, it's everywhere.
All right. Let's play a song off your new album. I'll let you pick the song this time.
And that's really fitting because it's the whole world is demented right now.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
The album title is Mundo en Demencia.
Yeah, a world.
So you want to play Demencia?
In Demencia.
Let's go.
Is that what you want to play? You want to play Demencia?
You know what? I want to play Tres Siglos, which is like it's more of a feminist song. I like that.
I just listened to it in the car. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the song quick before we play it? Yeah.
Sure. So Tres Siglos, I got inspired by like the feminist movement and just how it right now it takes up to 3 centuries for women equality rights to be equal along the board. So just imagine that 3 centuries for women to be saved, to have the same pay and just like be equal to, and crazy. You know, in that sense, all over the world, just not North America. Right. Yeah. So yeah, this is Tres Siglos.
On CJLO 1690. CJLO 1690, turn it up here. Mm-hmm. You hear yourself again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rosa?
Yeah, hello.
Rosa
Venenosa?
Yeah. So after three siglos, we played audio.
Audio.
Yeah. What's audio about?
Audio is just about like self-hatred for letting yourself be in a relationship with somebody that, you know, just treated you like shit.
Yeah.
And kind of like waking up and like, okay, I'm going to stop this. And
it's an important moment in everyone's life. Mostly.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone's had that moment. Yeah. Eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When you're like, stop.
You're in a crappy relationship and
you can't
take it anymore. You're self-deprecating and
that's right.
Don't want to torture yourself anymore, so you got to cut things out.
Yeah.
But, Chuck, do you know what audio means?
Do I know what it means?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, no, I have no clue.
Does
it mean hate. Audio? Hate. It means hate?
Yeah.
I never would have guessed hate from
like,
audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, audio, hate.
Audio.
Well, audio, next time I say it, I'm going to say it like that. Audio.
Yeah, you got to say it with
audio.
Audio.
Really silly. Audio.
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 Yeah.
This next song is called.
Yeah. So, Maldita is on Cursed Blessing Records. Is it Cursed Blessings? Blessing?
Yes, Cursed Blessings. Shout out to Al. Thank you for having us on the record, on the label. We love being with Al. He's great stuff.
Yeah, we had Sacrifice on the show, one of our earliest guests. One of our first guests on the show was Sacrifice.
Was it really?
Yeah. I went back and looked. Yeah. I love Sacrifice.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on.
It was a calling.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They were awesome. We actually got to play with them on Toronto on October 11th.
Yeah.
And
they don't play that often, right?
No, they don't. So we were more than elated.
I'm sure, yeah.
But
I'm
that
sure.
last album they put was really good.
It was like so good, that last thing. Album. Yeah.
With the red album.
Volume
cover.
6.
It was so good.
With the black and red.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
With the guy.
It was life-changing experience.
Well, let's play a different band from Toronto. I think you might know this band. They're called Last Agony.
Of course.
Yeah. And we're going to play a song called The Imminent Slaughter. Do you want to say anything about Last Agony before we play them?
Great people. We play with them several times. They're great, talented musicians. Love them.
Here it is, The Imminent Slaughter on The Electric Messiah Radio Show, CJLO 1690. We'll be right back. I think it's pretty loud in here. Let's turn that down.
Yeah. Sounded like Fred Durst.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Keep rolling.
Air raid. Last Agony, the song was The Imminent Slaughter, and they're based out of Toronto. Rosa?
Yeah, some great raw punk.
Yeah, some raw punk.
Suspense core.
What did you say? Suspense core?
Suspense core.
Yeah. You could just put core after anything these days, hey? No, I saw online, I'm seeing everything. Dad core, kitten core, stepdad core, stepmom core.
Maldita core.
Maldita core. I was watching Panda Core the other day. And then I woke up after an hour and said, I got to do something else. Yeah.
The hell were Panda you doing, core. Bro?
I'm watching pandas, bro. Whoa.
Whoa,
I thought it was like a new kink or something. No, I bet, you know, I bet you could. Anyway, let's not. You could put any words together and for sure there's a video on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
You already know, bro.
Yeah, I already know, actually. Okay, next topic. Let's see.
Giraffe core.
Giraffe core? What did you say? You have three albums out.
Yeah.
And your most recent album came out in October, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And have you been working on any new material since then? Or?
Not at the moment right now. We're trying to focus on putting this album out there, tour it out. Hopefully international tour at some point when things calm down, I guess, worldwide.
No, it's the most exciting time right now.
I know. It's really the worst of times, the best of times. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, let's keep it going. Let's play another song off of the Un Mundo en Demencia.
Un Mundo en Demencia.
Look at me just destroying the language. I'd like to pick a song.
I want to pick a song.
Yeah, you want to pick a song? Yeah. You play one.
From the latest album? Sure.
Whatever you want.
Memorias.
Memorias.
Ooh.
Yeah. Tell us about this one.
Well, it means memories.
Yeah.
And it just talks about how, you know, when you're young and you're like a young street punk, just drinking your life away, and as you've grown up and kind of internalized all the traumas, and you just remember all the things you did and how you just trying to forget, and now you have to deal with the consequences of that.
Could it also have been called PTSD?
You could have just named that song for Pal.
Surviving your traumas. How about that?
All right, here we go. Memorias, CJLO, 1690.
Memorias, memorias, un callejón sin salida. Memorias, memorias, mi botella.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning. Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Tavern Tour is back. From February 12th to 14th, more than 100 artists from here and abroad will be taking over the bars on Avenue Montreal, Boulevard Saint Laurent, and Rue Saint Denis. See Proto Martyr, Cap Bambino, Christopher Owen, The Mystery Lights, Lydia Lunch and Mark Furtado, Sean Nicholas Savage, Emma Becco, Fax, Camilla Sparks, and more. See the full program and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca, a SiriusXM presentation.
All right. And we're back. Turn this all up. So
those two songs were really good.
Yeah, we just played Memorias and
Perdida.
I can't roll the R.
Perdida. I was perdido en la sustancia once too, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you guys are talking about. I also have done a lot of drugs.
I used to, but I still do.
Can you say you were lost in the sauce?
That's it.
Lost in the sauce. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess we just answered the own question. What is that song about?
Or where's the sauce because I'm lost?
It must be three. What? It's
9:45.
6:46 where you are right now.
Right now, yeah. 6:46.
Wow, that's nice.
And it's already dark.
And whatever.
yeah.
Much nicer.
Whatever, you got it. Yeah.
All right. Shelly's so where should we go next? Should we play that Cox Bar song? I think so.
No. I want to ask you, what's your biggest influences?
A lot of like female fronted bands for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess I grew up like going back and forth to Montreal a lot and hang out at the Lau House and with Janik. So After the Bombs is definitely an inspiration in, I like a lot of like metal punk bands too. Like one of my favorites is Sacrilege.
Oh yes, I love them.
Yeah,
I love them.
I would have loved to see them live for sure.
Are they from Texas? I think they're from Texas. No, I think they are. Yeah, and yeah, I will be a sick band.
Okay, so let's see where they're from.
I put the name of the song.
Oh, dude,
I got it lined up. So the name of the song is Shadow from Mordor.
Yeah.
And if you're a nerd, you know what we're talking about. And if you're not, you're not listening to the show, probably. This is Shadow from Mordor by Sacrilege. You have anything to say about it before we start, Rosa?
It fucking rules.
There we go. CJLO, 1690.
In the land of Mordor.
We'll be right back.
All right, CGLO, and Electric Messiah Radio. Yeah, mm-hmm. Every Thursday, 9 to 10, live in Montreal.
No. We're starting
next week. Yeah, next week will be 8 to 9 until April 5th.
Try to confuse.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe we'll continue doing 8 to 9 after April 5th. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's a good test run.
It's a good test run, yeah. Well, that was fun. Sacrilege are from England.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Texas.
Texas, yeah. Texas, South Hampton.
Texas and England?
Yeah, nope.
And I don't think they will ever be.
Have you ever seen Sacrilege?
No,
I don't think anybody. Have you seen them, Rosa?
No, they are from the 80s, and I think they broke up like a while ago.
That's right, yeah. That would be a fun show. Hey, let me ask you, what was the last show that you bought a ticket to go see, the last concert?
The last concert?
That you went, oh my God, and then you went out and you bought a ticket and you went to that show. Because I ask this of people in bands. They have a tough time answering this question usually.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to a couple of shows soon in Vancouver.
Yeah?
Tell you about that.
Yeah, what are you going to see?
I'm going to go see Night Feeder play with Brutalize in Vancouver.
Okay.
And I don't know, you check out Brutalize, a pretty sick band from Vancouver. And
shout out.
Night Feeder, they're great too.
Shout out. What did you say? Knife Eater?
Night Feeder, like feeding.
Oh, oh Night yeah. Feeder. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And Brutalize. All right. Where are we at now? So we got about 5 minutes left on the show.
That was quick.
Yeah, that show went pretty quick. Do you have any shout outs? Anything you need to get in before we finish the show here?
Introduce the rest of the band.
Yeah, you could introduce the rest of the band. Shout out the rest of the band. Shout out Maldita.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to my bandmates, Steve, Alberto, Dylan, and Matt. And they all been supportive. They're creative. They're awesome. And we also support their like other side projects. And I also really want to thank everybody that comes out to shows and buys our records through our website or through Cursed Lessons. And yeah, thank you very much for the support. Keep supporting, you know, protest bands, and you know, we're all here for the cause. And yeah, thank you so much for having me, guys. And
hey, you're welcome. And
it was fun.
We'll have you back anytime you have anything to promote, and just anytime you'd like to come on, we'll have you.
Thank you so much. I'll let you know if we're playing Montreal in time soon, hopefully.
Please let us know. We'll definitely
let everyone
else know.
In the summer, it's not cold and winter either.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Just come in the winter.
No.
No. We hate you. Okay.
Audio.
No. All right.
Fine.
So we played a lot of songs off of the new album. I'm going to play... You want Automation or Egoismo? You can choose.
Or anything else. Ooh.
Or you know what? Or anything else. Yeah, that's a good point, Aldo. Objeto.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
No.
No, I didn't say that. All right. So?
Automation.
All right, Rosa, we'll see you next time. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Rosa Venenosa. Nice meeting
Muchas
you.
Muchas gracias. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. I screwed it up again. We love you. Okay, this is Automación Maldita. Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye. Gracias.
Gracias, Aldo.
to Vestigio and Pests on behalf